Okay, so after Bakasura had been slain, Vyasa came to Ekachakra and he told the Pandavas that they need to, go on. They should move on, So they were heading out, and they were getting close to the Ganga, and it was evening time. So they got real. Arjuna was carrying a torch, leading the way, and all the other Pandavas were behind him. And all of a sudden, this Gandharva jumps out, and he has his bow in hand, and he has these beautiful, shimmering, golden wings, as bright as sunlight. And he has this bow in his hand, and he's aiming it at Arjuna, and he says, "This is the time of Gandharvas for bathing. You are not allowed. You must go away now." Because they were at the river. So Arjuna said, "You blockhead." He said, "Anyone can bathe in Ganga anytime they want. You cannot order me around to say to go or not." So then the Gandharva said, "I'm Chitaratha, the great Gandharva." So he started shooting all these arrows at Arjuna with his bow. And so Arjuna, he took his torch and he started knocking them away. Then he went, said a mantra, and whoosh, and he threw his torch, and it became a giant fireball, and it shot at the Gandharva, and he had his chariot nearby, and it caught it on fire. And so I was called Chitaratha, because Chitaratha means beautiful chariot. These aren't, a lot of times these aren't their actual names. These are like nicknames that people have, because especially with certain magical beings, their actual name has a lot of power. So they mostly, if you're going to see a book like Mahabharata, it's like a nickname. So he used the mantra and caught the chariot on fire, and the explosion was so big that Gandharva, he fell over unconscious. So he's covered with flower garlands, and he had strings of gems in his hair, and very beautiful, because Gandharvas are very beautiful, like angelic. So Arjuna grabbed him and dragged him in front of Yudhisthira. And then all of a sudden, this very beautiful girl, she came out of the bushes, and she said, "Though this is my husband, and actually the reason he fought you is because me and him were enjoying on the bank of the river, and you startled us, and it was and he felt that he should defend my honor, so he challenged you to fight. But actually, it's my fault, so don't hurt him." So then Yudhisthira said, "Any man that has to be saved by his woman deserves our pity, so we should let him go." So then the Gandharva, he got up and he says, "You guys have left your Gurukul as Kshatriyas in learning, fighting, but you haven't yet received a priest that follows you around. And so also, I didn't respect you. Once you get a priest, then you should," he said, "also, you guys are like 20 years old and you haven't been married yet." And for the Kshatriyas, that's not the way it's supposed to be. So I guess they kind of got to get their stuff together, get a priest and get married, and then they can have honor. So that's what they decided they'll do. So they went, and because there was someone they had in mind, and that was Daumya. They asked him if he'd become their priest, so then he agreed. So then Daumya followed them around. He was a Brahmin, Daumya. So he became their priest, and he would do their rituals for them. That's what the Kshatriyas have, the Brahmin. That's the Brahmin-Kshatriya relationship. Because all the Kshatriyas know how to do all the Vedic stuff, but they're really busy, so they get other people to do it for them. So then, you know, they were sitting around Domya's fire, and all these Brahmins came. And, you know, the Pandavas also are still dressed as Brahmins. So all these Brahmins come, and, you know, how these days, you know, there's some big, you know, holy name festival or Rath Yatra or something, you know, and everybody gets, oh, you got to go, you know, Rath Yatra, you got to go, you know. So same in those days, you know, there was big events. So the Brahmins, they all sat around and they were like, oh, you know, there's going to be this big yagya. Drupada, he's going to marry off he's having a swayambara to marry off his daughter. And the Pandavas are like sitting looking at each other like, we never heard that Drupada had a daughter. We've met him. We didn't. Yeah, he has a son, new son and daughter. They're like, how'd that happen? So they said, well, you know, he was defeated by Arjuna. And so he wanted to take revenge. So he asked a priest if they would do a jagya and give him a son that could conquer Drona and a daughter that would marry Arjuna, because he wanted to have Arjuna as his ally. So he wanted to make the most beautiful woman in the world. And all the Pandavas are looking at each other. They're like, yeah. And he says, tell us more. So he went. So they said, Drupada went to the one priest who was expert. But he kept on, and Drupada kept on offering him so many kinds of benedictions, gold, cows, so many things. And the Brahmin, he said no. But then finally the Brahmin said, you know, my brother, he might say yes. You should go to him. So Drupada went to his brother. He said, I'll give you 10,000 cows if you do this yagya for me. He said, sure. He said, but my brother knows more mantras than me. But since I'm the older brother, he'll listen. So I'll command him. So they both did it together, and Drupada got it to happen. So the beautiful princess came out of the fire, and she was the most beautiful damsel, and she smelled like lotuses. And then the boy, he came out fully grown with armor and weapons and everything. His name was Dhrishtadyumna. Is it Draupadi or Krishna? That's the other name that they give her, Krishna and Draupadi. They call her Draupadi because she's the daughter of Drupada. Sometimes they call her Panchali because she's from the Panchali Empire. And then there's Dhrishtadyumna. He's only got one name. But yeah, he was really brave and heroic and powerful. So the Pandavas were like, yeah, let's go. We'll go with you guys. We'll go see this. So they headed off.